Learn programming, just in case. I don't like conspiracies, but I also don't trust spoiled brat politicians enough to dismiss the idea of them making us poor and maybe even uneducated on purpose. Even if you believe that politicians are hardworking, caring, and honest, you still need a fallback plan to your education and career. Plans don't always work out. And programming is just the cutest darned thing in the world. It is easy to learn from internet videos, and I say, more colorful than actual art. And programming, although being all about art, is absolutely head over heels about business. Allow me to demonstrate. Just a few hours ago, someone posted about a silly little retro website project that someone is running. And I registered, and I made a silly little webpage, like I used to do back in 1996. And under their donate section, you can see their currently unobtrusive money-making scheme. For $3 a month, you can get as much server space as a whole GitHub account, and you get extra perks. 10,000 cute kitty tier, as they call it, members will result in $30,000 a month. They will have plenty of other business ideas along the way for sure, and their costs are covered by adding a big hard drive to their web server, and eventually creating another plan for high bandwidth users. It will surely cover all their costs. Programming such a thing does not take a lot. You move in steps or layers and learn a lot along the way. I recommend creating this thing with JavaScript, which is to say Node.js or a similar server-side JavaScript engine. This way you get to keep your front-end and back-end code in the same language. And you just use Express.js and Passport, some FTP server module, and a puppeteer-based screenshot program, and boom, you got yourself a website-making service. It would take an entire summer, which, you know, is just about 3 months, and at the very least make an incredible item on your portfolio. So even if it failed to get more than 10 paying signups, it would still be worth the while. By a mile. Now, you are looking here at server-based architecture. Your bandwidth and co-location costs are a major weakness. You are putting all your customers, who already have computers, on one central computer that you have to pay for. That is a very silly idea, unless you get cheap bandwidth and server cabinets. I find that old ideas from when computers were a lot slower are far superior to the new stuff. In fact, I do my critical research and development on a low-powered single-board computer to ensure that my solutions are performant. This is very important, and I hope you adopt the same practice. Just find a cheap Raspberry Pi if you don't have a good single-board computer in mind, and it will come with Linux and code editors and take good care of you. So, one of the biggest ideas from way back when was distributing applications that are then installed on the user's desktop, like we do with browsers today. Here, users definitely own the program that they have paid for, and they can just back it up with their files. You could be distributing an Electron-based application that people can use for free and offer paid plugins. perhaps even as a monthly subscription with the option of getting more credits like the AI is doing right now. So as long as you are respectful of your free users and not flash them with ads and tasks or menu bars, this is quite fair, quite welcome. They get good stuff for free and optional extras when they want more. A couple of years ago, I would have given you some ideas. HyperCard, visual programming languages, drag and drop user interface designers. All very strategically sitting on the user's desktop under their own IP address, allowing them to tie multiple remote services together without anybody noticing. Here, nobody is bothering you, the creator and distributor. You just make the plugins and collect the monthly fees. But, you know, in the age of AI, aside from visual programming being a clear winner, you can just ask the AI for small side project ideas until you find one that you like, that you are ready for. And of course, you can also innovate or pick up on broken dreams. Innovation can be as simple as giving the entire internet access to a special server where they can save information under a random UUID address that no one is likely to guess. They say hi to the server, and the server gives them a huge hexadecimal number, and that is where they can save their code, so as long as it is valid and passes some basic tests. You become a snippet server for a whole world of internet programmers. Everyone is your customer here, and if they donate $3 per month or $9, they get stats, dashboards, and quite a few more guarantees. Picking up on broken dreams is another strategy. Here, you are waiting for a large company to make a wrong turn, to make a mistake, and then create a product that makes the correct decision. You can host it, you can auction it off along with a brand that you set up, or simply sell a commercial license for those who want a beefy offering from the get-go. Programming is a pretty major way to express your business self, and it is a massive step forward to crush your fear of poverty, whether it is there on purpose or not. Start with Node-RED, a visual programming environment where you plug in just tiny, tiny little bits of JavaScript. Then move on to P5.js, where you do some programming, and then user scripts that tweak websites, where you do have to think critically about internet technologies. And then, finally, dive into Electron and Node.js. And this is something that you want to do with the aid of artificial intelligence, as AI is really, really good at teaching and understanding JavaScript. It will answer all your questions without complaint. But just look at the internet videos first. That is where you should really, really start. Programming is so easy that you can say it is just strings, arrays, functions, ifs, loops, and modules. Now, programming may seem scary, but that's only because you can make anything and everything. So the world of programming is just infinitely large.